This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Cook County commissioners today may take the first step toward repealing the pop tax. It'll come up in the Finance Committee first. Board President Tony Preckwinkle warns there will be deep spending cuts in public health and safety programs. One-year-old girl's in serious condition after falling out of a second-story window near California and Montrose. Investigators say it was an accident. More than 30 people are homeless after their apartment building caught fire in the 500 block of East 75th. Nobody was injured. Northern California is on fire. At least 11 people have died, dozens are injured, and 1,500 homes and businesses, including at least two wineries, have been destroyed. It's been nearly 3 weeks since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, where officials say 85% of the island remains without power and about 40% is without access to drinking water. The FBI and Las Vegas police have combed through more than 1,000 leads on the man who killed 58 people and injured more than nearly 500 during an open-air concert 10 days ago. Investigators are still trying to piece together a motive. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is moving to end Obama-era rules on power plants. They were meant to restrict greenhouse gas emissions from the factories. It's 6:02 on XRT. It was Meatball Monday in Chicago, and the Cubs beat the Nationals 2-1 in a crazy playoff game. Max Scherzer no-hit the Cubs into the seventh inning till Ben Zobrist broke it up, was driven in by Albert Almora, and Anthony, respect me, Rizzo, blooped in the winning run in the eighth. At first, I wasn't sure what he was saying. So this afternoon, game four, 4:38 at Wrigley Field, the Cubs lead 2-1 in the NLDS. Bears, Trubinsky, I know it's Trubisky. Lost to the Vikings 20-17 at Soldier Field, and the Blackhawks lost in Toronto 4-3 in overtime. It's going to be cloudy and breezy, a 60% chance of rain this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Occasional rain tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and rain likely tomorrow morning with a high in the low-60s. It's 64 at the Lake in Midway and 60 degrees at O'Hare.
After Bryce Harper hit that home run in the previous game in Washington won, he said, there's a train coming. I think the train's been delayed. Baseball, you are ridiculous.
That was a weird game. I didn't know you could get two errors on one play.
Oh, yeah, you can if you drop it and kick it around. And
I mean,
and, thank goodness the Cubs won that game because... That might have hurt and stung a little longer.
I think Kyle Schwarber is going to be writing thank you notes. Thank you, guys.
There's a lesson in that for all of us. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to get you rolling this morning with a song from Steve Winwood coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.